Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After marching through Center City, pro-Palestinian protesters set up an encampment right in the middle of Penn's campus. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us in University City with more on this. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, tents are set up here on College Green in front of College Hall on Penn's campus. This is right by 34th and Walnut. Students and activists continue to call for a ceasefire in Gaza and for the university to divest from Israel and companies that profit from the war between Israel and Hamas. Now, this student spoke with NBC 10 about all this.
For us, it's important that we communicate our feelings, our concerns about a humanitarian crisis. So this is the reason we are here.
And what's happening at Penn is part of a larger movement at college campuses around the country. Locally, encampments have been set up at Swarthmore and the University of Delaware. Since the war between Israel and Hamas began late last year, there has been a rise in anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents around the country. Jewish students here at Penn have really expressed their fears and concerns. When it comes to this particular movement, this encampment that was set up, the university says at this point, Carol, there have been no reports of threatening or violent behavior.
And these protests happening campuses now from coast to coast, north to south. More than 400 people were detained yesterday on dozens of campuses. At Ohio State University, police in riot gear confronted hundreds of protesters. Some of them fought with officers in Chicago, Northwestern University. Protesters are setting up camps as well. The encampment at UCLA has grown to hundreds of people in Southern California, and USC has now canceled its main graduation ceremony due to the protests. The protests that started it all at Columbia University enters its 10th day. A school is trying to negotiate with those protesters to get them to leave.